As we were leaving the Kimberley Hotel that last night in Cape Town, Brother Anthony held my hand. He said, "Wait, I have a gift." And returning to the turntables like a priest, with his Ethiopian scarf and his brogues, and his ringed finger on the fader, he played Fela, Anikolabo, who carries that in his pouch. Because that is what we people go through every day. Like the poet Sandile, who lost his memory, and with it a homestead of revolutionary poetry. Who forgot he was a poet, but remembered enough to recite his poem way back home at 4 a.m. that morning at the Kimberley Hotel. Kimberley Hotel. Kimberley Hotel. Kimberley Hotel. Kimberley Hotel. Kimberley Hotel. It kind of reminded me of the vendors on Green Market Square, who were willing to sell us their mask and gourds for nothing, 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 for nothing, for nothing, 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 nothing. To barter them down was easy, you see, their resistance was bleak. I turned to go and they told me no. Called me back from 10 to 2:50. Yeah. That's right. And each dusk from my room on the 13th floor, I watch them push their wagons home through old colonial alleyways. Like poets returning to some corrugated jungle after dancing all night at the Kimberley Hotel. And how do we spend a week in Cape Town and never see a woman carrying water in a straw basket from yard to stinking yard? Must be some kind of township jive, some kind of township rain that makes the earth slippery like mud. Slippery like mud upside that hillside village where my own father's kin and my own blood runneth among the lilies and the lizards there. And we dance. people go through every day. Sandile the Kenny says, please do not scoff when I spit at the fruit of freedom, because maybe my bong was the sound of a whale, and my voice the anger of distance.